Alos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Okay, almost there. Okay, so now remember what had happened. We started off the Perek with the interrelationship. It was so beautifully done. The interrelationship between the area that is under the roof and the area that is under the opening in the roof, where that opening was a tefach. And we talked about putting your foot over the opening, or one person putting his foot, another person putting his foot over that person's foot, what comes first, the difference between radiated tumah in the next Mishnah and tumah that is in an ohel. And we came to understand in the second Mishnah where we had less than a tefach, which means that a tumas ohel cannot escape through that tefach, in which case, even if you put your foot over it, you're not going to become tummy, because there's no leakage of tuma from the house if it's pochus from a tefach. However, if the kezias min hames is directly underneath the opening, then the radiation of tuma, which is called mahil, is considered to be able to be matami and will go through any size of a hole. Now, what we need to discuss over here is how exactly do we measure that idea of the radiation? Because the din of the piece is a minimum of a kezias of a mace that is able to be matami either through radiation or through being in the ohel, right? Now, the question over here is a fascinating question. Is it the relationship of the piece that is under the roof that's matami the roof? And therefore, if let's say half of the piece were under the hole in the roof, and half was under the roof, then the piece would neither radiate the foot of somebody puts over it because it's less than a kezias, nor would it be matame anything in the house because it's less than a kezias. Or do we look first to define the piece? This piece is a kezias. I don't care what the shear of the kezias vis-a-vis the particular roof or the hole is. I only am concerned about the fact that I have a dover that is matame. That is the next Mishnah here. And the Mishnah continues with the same case we had before, an opening in the middle of the roof that's less than a tefach. And we have, in this case, part of the tumah in the house and part of the tumah, which is keneged aruba, and it's under the opening. The din is both of them are tummy, at least according to Rabbi Meir. So the bias is tummy. Everything in the house is tummy because of tumas oyo. And your toesies are tummy if you put them over that hole because they were irradiated by tumah. Of course, it doesn't have to be your toesies. It could be kalim, would also be tummy. Anything that was irradiated directly is going to be tummy. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So then that means all I care about is the definition of the piece. This is a piece of a base, which is a kezias and is mitam. Rabbi Yehuda says, and that's only partially true, it is true that anything that's in the bias is tummy. And that I agree with Rabbi Meir. However, the din of irradiation, I disagree with. And kineged atum atahor, not because of the fact that I don't have a piece of it that's a kezias. I obviously agree that we look at the piece and we don't look at the particular location of the piece, as long as part of the piece. I say there's another problem over here. And I hold that once the piece is part of a piece which is in the ohel, then it cannot directly irradiate through an opening that is pochos mikizayas. Because if it were not part of another piece, and I defined it as tuma, a piece that's under a hole, and therefore is able to pass through with radiation, then I would agree that even if it's less than a tefach, it definitely will be metame your toesies. But in this case, since you're saying that we've got a piece that's part of a piece which is inside of the house, then it's as if the entire piece is in the house. And in that case, even if I do have enough, it's like a bigger piece, maybe it's two kezesim, and I have one of the kezesim under the roof and the other kezias under the hole, even there it won't irradiate through the hole. Because once I define it as being a piece in an ohel, it doesn't pass through less than a shear of a tefach. Rabbi Yossi says, Well, now that's partially true. If the piece was big enough that it would be enough for two kizaisim, you could have one part of it, a full kizais under the hole, which even according to Rabbi Yehuda would irradiate the hole, and the other half you could still have underneath the roof, then even though I agree theoretically with Rabbi Yehuda that we do define the presence of the piece, but we stop doing that once the piece can be split into two virtually. So if I have enough over here to be metame the house on its own, why should I view the rest of the piece, which is enough to irradiate, which is under the hole and enough to irradiate through the hole, why would I view them as interrelated? I don't need their relationship. I agree that if I need the relationship, so then I need to define this as a piece that's being metame and ohel. But in this case, I do not require that. And then the halacha is that keneged, it's the bias that will be tame, obviously, because it's all in the ohel. And that would be true if it's not large enough, im lav, then the bias would be tame, and then keneged atuma would be, in fact, tahor. That I would agree with him. Continues the Halakha Mishnah in Mishnah Dalet, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet. Now, we've been talking about a one-story home, and that one-story home has got a hole in the roof for a little atrium on the ground over there. How about if you have a two-story home with an atrium that goes from the lower floor all the way through the roof, and that would mean that if you have something on the lower floor, then it has a hole that goes through the next floor and then goes through up into the sky, right? So both floors are open in the same place to the sky above. So if you have arubot, zo al gabe zo, and they both have a poteach tefach, so then the halacha is that wherever the tuma is, if the tuma is in a bayit, whichever bayit, the upper story, the lower story, it doesn't make any difference, because anyway, anything that's in the atrium is not in the ohel, and therefore it will remain tahar. If there is tuma keneged arubot, and on the opposite case, if I put tuma specifically under the tefach square minimum atrium, so then the halacha would be that the bayit remains tahar, because the tuma goes straight up, it irradiates, never hits a surface that spreads it, so how would it get into the house? But how about if you cover up one of those openings, even if it's with a kli? Remember that a kli, maybe it won't be choytsetz b'fnei ha-tuma, but it can spread tuma. That was one of the early halachas that we had in this mesechet. So now, if I have the tuma inside of the house, so we're on the ground floor right now, and the din would be if it's bein babayit, bein keneged arubot, wherever it is on the ground floor, you put something over the top. So natan davashu mekabel tuma, and therefore it's not going to be chotzitz b'fnei ha-tuma. In that case, it will only spread the tuma. And I don't care where you put it. I don't care whether you put it on the upper opening or if you put it on the lower opening. The bottom line is that the entire area is now covered, and therefore all kalim, and I don't care where they are, they could be under the ceiling in the lower floor, they can be under the ceiling in the upper floor, everything will become tame. Because let's say, taking the case where the kli over here is on the upper part, right? So then it's going to, I put my kli, I took whatever, a piece of, I took a pot that's bekabel to a metal pot. I put it on the upper one. And now I've closed the atrium all the way on the top on the roof. So then that means nothing is open to the outside at all. And each floor becomes an ohel. So anywhere that I have a kezias menames, it doesn't matter where it is. It could be in the atrium. It could be inside of the floor itself. The tuma is going to go all around that floor. It's going to go through the opening, which is a tefach. And then it's going to spread all around the top floor because there's an ohel there too. And there was nothing to prevent the tuma from going into the upper floor. Everything will be tameh. Let's say we put the kli, I put my pot on the lower floor, right? So then you would have thought that the upper floor is going to be tahar because it is open to the outside, but you're forgetting something. You're forgetting the halacha of Yom Sinai that talks about good asik. And good asik means that we view this thing as going up and also down. The good, we have the other good, but doesn't not interesting to us right now that you go down. But remember that we use things to say pull something up and put it on the top. So it's as if it closed the upper one too. So it really doesn't make any difference where you did it. It's going to spread through the entire house, upper floor, lower floor, and it doesn't matter which one of the atrium holes you covered. Now, another case where you have a kezayis menameh somewhere on the lower floor, and we put something over one of the atrium openings. But in this case, we're going to put something there that is not mekabel tumah. So over there, if it's not mekabel tumah, it's also going to be chotzetz b'fnei atumah. So if you put a dover she'eino mekabel tumah, then the halacha is that mimenu ulamatan tameh, mimenu v'lamalan tahar. That stops the tumah from coming out, which wasn't done before. So again, if you put it on the upper floor, so then it will spread the tumah all over the place. And there's no way that if you put your foot on top of the pot cover on the ceiling that it will become tameh, because this is something, this is not a pot cover, it could be something made of cheres or whatever, but it's going to block the tumah as well because it's going to be chaitz, it's not mekabel tumah, it's part of the building. So then the entire house is going to be tameh because of tumas oil, and the roof, even above the hole, is going to be tar. If you put it on the lower floor atrium cover, so then what will happen is that the tumah will go through the lower floor, but it's not going to get to the upper floor, because in this case, it's also chotzetz b'fnei atumah. So therefore, we're saying only what's below, meaning only what's on the lower floor is tameh, but whatever is above, in this case, above means anything on the upper floor, is going to be tahar. That's the only difference between these two differences, the only differences. Is the tumah going to go through to the roof? In the case that you put it on the roof, if it's not mekabel tumah, then it's chotzetz. If it's put on the upper, meaning the lower atrium cover, which is the roof of the lower floor, then the upper floor itself will also remain Torah because it seals the tefach opening and none of the tumah can escape. So that gets us real deep back down into Olos. And there is our Hanukkah part for the day, Tmeim Biyat Tahorin, as part of the amazing Niflaot of Hanukkah. See you all later. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful Hanukkah, and see you, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow morning.